Skid Row. The very phrase conjures images of drunks passed out in gutters, lowlifes lying in wait, addicts in darkened alleys. It's the definition of a place where dreams go to die. In Los Angeles's infamous Skid Row, the scene can be even bleaker. There are hundreds of children living there, on the streets or in shelters at any given time. But amid all the poverty and desperation, one couple is determined to use their own experience with loss to foster a sense of hope. In 2012, Mary Davis, who works at an enrichment center for young children, and her husband, Art Caden, who is in property management, were expecting their first child when Davis miscarried. They were devastated, but the couple, who were volunteering with adults in a Skid Row homeless shelter, refused to let their heartbreak break them. In 2013, our child would have been 1 year old, says Davis, 38, and we kept seeing these kids at the shelter. And I said to my husband, we couldn't throw a birthday party for our child, so let's do it for these kids. They took over a room in the Union Rescue Mission and filled it with streamers, gifts, a cake, all the makings of a great party. Or so they thought. Well, I forgot the music, Davis says, laughing. It didn't matter. Many of the 15 kids who showed up had never had a single birthday party before, and they were so excited to have one now that they made their own music, singing and clapping and, of course, laughing. Since then, the couple have thrown a bash each and every month. They routinely attract 250 kids and their parents. They've had to take over more rooms in the shelter and the rooftop. An hour before each party, volunteers arrive to set up the decorations and activities. Face painting, balloon artists, a DJ, cake, and pizza. There are small presents for the kids celebrating their birthdays that month, but Davis makes sure there are more than enough to go around.